47 years ago, I made a decision. Followed that with praying through. I don't think a decision's much unless you pray through after you make that decision. And I'm here in the place of Ralph Cox. I talk to him just about every other day, and he's doing great. Nobody like Ralph Cox.
That's right.
And I won't be able to fill in that well for him while I'm here. I've been sick myself. I've lost down to 154 from 235 a while back. I've been in the furnace about 6 months. I'm giving you all these excuses, so if I don't do any good, you can say, well, he told us he is sick. But I'm still like the colored lady that sang for us in Oklahoma. You not necessarily needed in his kingdom, but my father would be glad if you decide to come. He don't have to have me. Great God, have mercy. He's feeding millions of birds this morning. He ain't working even. He ain't even working. He's feeding millions of birds this morning. Running his business like he wants to. And nobody can tell him when to come or when to go. Doesn't give account to any committees. Apologizes to no one. He's God Almighty. I said, if you whip me all the way to the gate, that's all right. If you let me in. You whip me all the way to the gate, that's all right. I have a few hundred things I wanted to say. I may not stand up to saying them. I haven't preached much in a while. But I thank you for asking me, and if I don't do any good, you don't owe me nothing. And if I do, you don't owe me nothing. So we'll try to help you while we're here. I dread long drive preaching. I've heard a bunch of it, done a little of it myself. It just aggravates me at myself to see a mother sit there and doodle a little baby and just do her best to keep the sweet little thing quiet. Me ain't saying nothing. It'd take about 45 minutes of her time and just wear you out. I don't want to do that. Did you ever hear a preacher say, I guess I'm too deep for you? I want to say, well, son, you ain't as deep as a fingernail. You ain't never said nothing yet, but hallelujah and glory to God. Hello, Ben. I'm going to tell you one thing. One old boy said to me, he said, I tell you, them church folks is crooks. I don't deal with anybody's them. He's those different people than I know.
That's right, brother.
Amen. The best buddies I've got, some of them's right here. There's one sitting right out there in front of me, sent me $500 the other day when I needed it. And we just brushed shoulders and met a few days ago. It ain't been long when we met. God is God. In the middle of the ocean. In the deep blue sea and on the high mountains. Hallelujah. I roll this little thought around and it's so shallow till anybody in the world can see it. All right. We'll try to talk to you for a while. B's already dreading it. I am too, B. And nobody suffers like a preacher's wife does. She just has to stay with him when everybody knows he made a flat and everybody knows he didn't do good. She just has to stay with him. Hallelujah. Great to be able to be here. Work with this good preacher going to preach for you at night. I love that man. Is his wife out there anywhere? Raise your hand, sister. Don't let it come back home to me. Come back home to me. I preached over in Georgia last year at the camp meeting and I went to visit an old backslid boy about 35 years old and went to try to get him saved, and he said, I'll kneel while y'all pray. He said, I'm not going to pray. Well, he didn't, but I got down sick, and he wrote me, sent me $100, and sent me a tape. And he said, I've got saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and married my wife back. My home's back together. You know what that fellow sent me for a tape? fight back. You don't know about it, do you? I preached it here many years ago when Thelma was right over there. Thelma said, I grabbed that like a drowning man grabbing a lifesaver. And she fought back with that for years and lived for years. She fought back. As a little message I preached, and he sent me my own tape. Never had nobody do a thing like that to me. Well, I don't listen to my own preaching. It's so dull. I've listened to it a little. It gets so dull on me. I can't hardly stand up to it. But you know, I listened to my own self. And I said, well, you're on the outfit. Why don't you fight back yourself? You told others to. All right, from Genesis, the 5th chapter and the 22nd verse. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. I wish you'd look with me if you want to. If you want to run over here and look in Hebrews with me, we'll look at Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the 5th verse. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And in Jude 14, he's mentioned again. Enoch also, the 7th from Adam, prophesied of these things, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. He's got a bunch of them. He's got a bunch of them. I just get ashamed of the devil. He's so far behind on all of God's latest news. Church is gone. Church is going down. Church is out of it. Well, according to the Bible, he's got thousands and thousands and thousands. Can you guess what I'm going to preach a while about? I'm going to preach a while about walking with God. I would like to sing that song someday. Walking with Jesus in the glory land, singing and shouting and shaking the hands. I got a one-way ticket to the sky. You know, a few years ago when we buried Vince Wilson, a few days after we buried Vince, I was praying and I fell into what I fall into, and I saw a casket, and I saw Vince's body laying in it. And somebody said, that's Brother Vince, Brother Moore, he's dead. And when they said it, I heard Vince talking from far away. I heard him speaking real plain. Well, I said, don't you hear him talking? They said, yes, we hear him. That's Vince talking. I'm going to preach on walking with God a while this morning. Won't take long. B said to me before we left, said, I wonder how in the world are you going to do it? You know what? I thought about Vince and listened to him a while, and I said, he's walking and talking in the glory land, singing and shouting and shaking their hands. He's having a time. He's having a time. He's having a time. He's having a time. Saw Vince Wilson in a dream last night. They said he was dead, but he sounded all right. He's having a time. He's having a time. He's having a time. He's having a time. Walking with Jesus in the glory land, singing and shouting and shaking their hands. That's what Vince is doing. Enoch walked with God. We are pleased to walk with people here. Oh, this morning, if I could walk with my father again, him and his overalls. Hard working man, hardest working man I ever worked with was my father. I would like to walk with him this morning. I would like to walk with mother again this morning. But I want to tell you all something. If we ever hope to live in a country where they never die, not a cold gray marble slab in the whole place, if we ever hope to live there, we got to walk with God here.
Amen.
To walk with God here. I notice in Genesis 6 and 17, 6 and 7, the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I've made them. Why did it get God in that shape? Because of what they did. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. No wonder the black folks where I come from sang for me when I was a young preacher, 20 years old. They come to my church and preach for me. No wonder they sang the song, "Take the Lord along with you wherever you go. Take the Lord along with you wherever you go. Take the Lord along with you wherever you go. Take Jesus along with you wherever you go." You can walk with Him, and people can tell that you've been with Him. People can know that He's with you. They can know that He's in the midst. I have begged Him to walk here while we are here in this meeting. I have been where He walked the aisles, and I knew He was here. Colored folks sang again, "There's somebody here, and we know it is Jesus." Something about His presence is different than anyone's presence. Power of the Lord is different than anybody's power. We're going to ask you to think on Him this morning and see if we can't walk with Him a little while we're here. Noah was a just man, and he walked with God. The third chapter of the book of Genesis, in the 8th verse, the Bible says, "And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves in the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden." It's always been a pleasure to the Lord to walk with men. It's always been a pleasure to the Lord to walk with us, be with us. We love our neighbors here. And how we love to walk with them. We love our neighbors here. And how we love to walk with them. Clasp glad hands together. Tell our friends good morning. Walk together. Are you walking with God this morning? Have you quit the Lord? Sometime I'm going to preach on some people I know. Some people I know. I saw one standing beside the road yesterday. He's got a scar in each hand. He used to walk with the Lord. He's carrying a scar in each hand. Like he got killed in this country. He got shot. He got shot. He got shot. I see him yesterday. Some people I know. I know some tales that'll make your ears tingle. It's people that used to walk with God. Don't tell me it's all right to go back out there. I know better than that. I know better than that. I know some conditions this morning. I don't even want to tell, Leonard, of people that I clasped glad hands with in the house of God, and they turned their back on God, quit walking with Him. I told the Lord, "If you have to whip me all the way to the gate, lay it on. But don't let me be lost. If you have to whip me all the way to them pearly gates, don't let me be lost. Let me in the gate. Let me in the gate." Walk with the Lord. If I had a theme for the day, part of the day service that I do a little talking in while I'm here, I don't know whether the Lord did or not, but I thought He did. I was praying, and it seemed like the Lord said, "Tell him to move up a little closer. Tell him move up a little closer." So I'm going to say to your church, if we want God to help us, we're going to have to move up a little closer. Move up a little closer. I don't want to criticize you, but it's the kind of praying you're doing now. Is that all you can turn on? I know when David was a boy, we prayed for God to help the people. And I've been walking with him 47 years. And you know, one day I was praying, and the little old fellow's kneeling down there by me. He's just a little boy then. And I was praying for the Lord to stir the people, and I overheard him saying, "Oh, God, tear him with a poon." He was in it. He is serious. The only thing he knows about stirring was to get a spoon and stir it. And he heard his daddy say, "Stir him, Lord." And he said, "Oh, God, tear him with a poon." Walk around me, Jesus. Walk all around. Walk around me, Jesus. Walk all around. When I am dying, would you please walk around? When I am dying, would you please walk around? I've been there when he was there. I've been there when they're dying, rattling in the throat, getting the last breath, but he was there. Brother, dear Queen Arkansas, Brother Hendricks is a good man in that country and preached and preached for years. When there wasn't nobody else to sing the bass, he'd sing it, sang the alto and soprano and tenor too. And he could sing that song, "I do not walk alone, and I am not afraid. When troubles are gathering around, I'm not dismayed." Walk with God. Now, nobody to help him walk with God. Nobody to help him. He still had God with him. I tell you, son, he could sing it. I do not walk alone, and I am not afraid. When troubles are gathering around, I'm not dismayed. You know, I was supposed to sing four parts then. That's four different parts. God and God with you, honey. You can walk, you know it. You know what I'm going to preach on a while this morning? Walking with God. I do not walk alone. Jesus himself said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. I've had 9 churches, never have been a success nowhere. I meant to be, but I never have been. And I got scared a few times. You know it? Lord, come to me in the dark night. Say, you do what I told you. You be my son. You do what I told you. I'll be with you.
Amen.
Now, don't y'all take offense at me now, because I'm LD, but I've had folks vote for me and said they're going to vote against me. Done said they were. Come time to vote, they voted for me. I walked with the Lord, so. I seen you before I come. Sitting right there. I seen you sitting right there. Right there, Jimmy. Before I come, I seen you sitting right there. I know you sit there, and I know it's more sit here, but I seen you sitting there. I want to ask you to do something for me a little bit here, you two boys. This left leg, you see, I've got to walk on it because I've been falling on it. And this morning I said, I'm going to walk with God in that church house. I do not walk alone. They took knowledge of the disciples, the apostles, that they had been with Jesus. They could tell there's something about it, you know. They could tell that. Somebody said they're going to walk out of that valley. Well, there ain't no way to get out of it unless you have the Lord walk out of it with you. He's the only one who knows the way out of it. There's a boy that'll never be bitter about the work of God. He'll never turn against it over anything he's heard or seen because he's got a daddy that's walking with God. That's where it's all at, isn't it? Walking with the Lord. I do not walk alone. Jesus said, whether it's 2 or 3 of us together, he'd be in the midst. Whether just 2 or 3. You don't have to have a great bunch to have victory. You just have to have God. Amen? You just have to have God. I do not walk alone, and I am not afraid. You know, when this preacher died that sang that song I told you, then the funeral director took his body down to the funeral home, and they got all of it took care of, and his sister went down and said, now how much do we owe? He said, how much do you owe? A man that's visited our people, buried our dead, and preached in this town like this man has, said, you owe us nothing. You owe us nothing. You owe us nothing. Have you ever met a man or a woman and you could tell when you met them there's more than one there? More than one there. I walked in the hospital a while back and the old boy lay there and he is sick. But I looked and seen him run and leaping near her. I said, I know you're bad sick, Jeff. He sat right out there and he preached right here before he went away to glory. Talked to his wife the other day. I said, Jeff, I know you're bad, son. Honey, I know you're bad sick, but I see you running leaping near her. You're well, and God is here for you. I was holding meetings, and 3 months before I got back to, I said, Irene, has he run and jumped? Oh, yes, Brother Moore. I said, he's run and jumped, and he is today. He's healthy. He's where God lives. He's walking with God. In Revelation 3:4, the Bible said, they shall walk with me in white. If they're worthy. We'll put our foot down again in another land. I believe that. Don't you believe that, buddy? I believe that. Walking with God in the glory land, singing and shouting, and shaking the hand. Walking with the Lord this morning. That's all on my mind. Are you doing it? Maybe that's the reason you're in trouble. I mean, maybe that's the reason you feel so lonely and sad this morning. You're not walking up there with the Lord. Walk with God. They shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Listen, I want to ask you a question. Has circumstances, things around you in the last few weeks or months, have they made you decide that you better quit walking with the Lord? Have they made you decide that you'd best give God up? I want to warn you. I know some people that's done that. They're not walking with God this morning. They're not walking with God this morning. I want to ask you to move up a little closer this morning. I ask you to get up a little closer to the Lord in this meeting. Frequent the altar. Make the altar calls. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. You can talk about God all you want to, but if you don't seek Him, you don't seem to get any closer. Amen. It's calling on the Lord. It's calling on the Lord. It's seeking the Lord. You don't have to be afraid if you have the Lord along with you. Dee and I have been through a few things that scared us. Somebody mentioned Tupelo, Mississippi the other day in a place that a boy built a church there over 40 years ago when David was a little baby, 41 years ago. I pulled into Tupelo in an old 33 Chevrolet. Rods knocking like a covey of quail every time you start the engine there, Salute. And I had 11-foot homemade house truck. That's the one the quilts froze to the wall every morning in the winter end. Didn't have no insulation. It had a little ice box in it. 11-foot inside, stove in one end, a bed in another. Not much running room in there. I pulled into Tupelo, way in the dark night. I pulled up and parked my old trailer and blocked it a little and crawled in there, and Bea and I tried to sleep. Just laid down, the raised up, and seen a great headlight coming right for the middle of it. Here come a train. Great God, I said, I parked the straddle of the railroad track. We're gone, we're gone. I said, it's all of it. We're gone. Ain't no time to even pray. Good thing we're saved. It's gone. I was parallel with it, about 5 feet from it, and that train down a quarter of a mile looked like it's coming straight through it. It whizzed by the side of it. I said, thank God it didn't get killed. Next morning, I heard something, ding, 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 ding. Looked out, and 3 foot from the front bumper was a switch track in a train. That old boy's hanging out looking to see if he's going to miss the bumper of the car. Walking with the Lord. Got out and got an old flat top box, and before I left the town, I decided I'd have a service. Stood out there beside the road in front of the hotel behind me, and strung my old guitar up and said, would you listen, good people, now to what I've got to say? We've been living in a mighty evil day, and it seems that men won't hear the word of the Lord. But we know God cannot lie. Every nation He's going to try, and we see that His hand is on our land, believe it or not. Just about flat busted. No money. I felt the power of God and become as rich as a millionaire. Preached a good while. The boys across behind me in the hotel raised the windows, stood up on their elbows in their beds, working the morning tower, passed the hat, made up an offering up there in that hotel, and sent down to that old strange fellow down there. I said to be somebody ought to put a church in this town. It didn't have a holiness church in there. Tupelo, Mississippi. Walking with the Lord. Phew. Have mercy. Went on down to Edwardsville, Mississippi, and 2,000 colored folks and no white people. In Edwardsville, I believe it was. And a policeman run up, and I started to try to go to having a service. He said, what are you going to do? Well, I said, I'm going to preach the Bible. He said, where's your permit? Fell ought to be thrown in jail, asked that in America. Fell ought to be thrown in jail, have to ask a man where's permit to preach the gospel in America. Keep on like we are, though, we're going to have to ask Gorbachev if we can. Losing all of our liberties and freedom because we ain't walking with God. That foolishness that the church and state ought to be separated, well, whoever separated them? Why in the world should the church and state be separated? Huh? That's what separates prayer from the schoolhouse. You mean I'm going to pay taxes on my property and live here with you and infidelish, atheistic people that don't believe God's Bible, and try to get it thrown out of school, going to rule over me and I have no say about it? Don't make no sense. All right, it's LD now. That don't make a bit of sense in the world to me. That ain't where our forefathers wrote the Constitution either. And that ain't what they believed when they carried the old guns on the shoulder and walked with the family to the house of God. No sense, yeah. Amen. Walking with God. My little old police asked me where my permit. I want to ask him who in the world has got the authority to give permit to anybody to preach the Bible. How big are they and where are they at? They must be awful big. You know, I'm scared. But I'm preaching on walking with God this morning. I do not walk alone. And I'm not afraid. I looked at that fella and I seen something set down in him. And I felt something getting up in me. I seen it set down in him. I seen I had him. He said, but what you say you're fixing to do? You know what I told him I was fixing to do. That's when he asked me why I didn't have permit. I ran back and raised my voice. Turned the built-in PA up. I said, I'm going to preach God's Bible. Yeah. Preach it, son, he said. And I did. Yeah. You feel like you're walking by yourself? If you ain't got God, you are by yourself. I mean, you are a lonely man. You're a lonely man if you ain't walking with God. You're a lonely girl if you ain't walking with the Lord, girl. You're lonely. In sad, dark night, you'll know it. No wonder that poet said, he walks the highest mountain when the night is still. I thought of that old preacher friend of mine, Subiaco, Arkansas, so sick he couldn't hardly live. Staggered out of bed, God said, get up and go into the cornfield, and I'll heal you there. Held on to the face and couldn't hardly stand up. Staggered out the door, up the side of that mountain into the cornfield in the moonlight. He knelt in between the corn rows and he said, God, I'm just sick as I was when I left the house. But I thought you said if I'd come here, you'd heal me in the cornfield. Do you know what the Lord done? Jerked him to his feet and he shouted and danced the rocks off the hills between the corn stalks in Subiaco, Arkansas, healed by the power of God. I do not walk alone. And I'm not afraid. Amen? I preached out of them colored people. I never told them about my needs. Never told nobody about me. They must give me 200 nickels. Never seen so many nickels in all my life. It's great to walk with God. Amen? It's great to walk with God. There's a fellow lives right here in this country, maybe in this house. I was over there in the hospital with him. He was a couple of years ago, and he was sick, and went to start to pray for him, and I said, I see you in your overalls at your home, walking in front of your house, in your overalls out in front of your house. I forgot to ask him, did he wear overalls? But I seen him in them. Who is he? His son pastors Keen Mountain down here. That's who it was. You know, I don't want to get into too many long, dreary tales about what I've been in walking with the Lord, but I love to walk with God. I love to walk with God. I left home some while ago, and I knelt to pray, and I seen a fellow in striped overalls, carpenter overalls, striped overalls, carpenter overalls. I went to L.D. Savage's place way up by Washington. Carpenter overalls, striped overalls, carpenter overalls. I went to L.D. Savage's place way up by Washington. I was holding a meeting, an old man about 70 got saved, and I said, he wore overalls. He said, I don't know L.D., I don't reckon. I said, anybody in your church wore overalls? He said, not to know of. Well, I didn't tell him what I seen. But when I knelt in Oklahoma, I seen that man in overalls. I never told the actress thing about that. Some things ain't your wife's business. Ain't no use of loading them with all your problems. Amen. I held that meeting, and when I got through that meeting, I was going to come by here for one service. I was headed on to another meeting. And I said, I'm going to go by Richland. I'm going that way for one service. And you know, I got up to a friend's house, and I was sitting in there, and I looked out, and a car drove up, and that man in them striped overalls got out. And the Lord said, the reason I showed you that man in them overalls, I knowed I wouldn't be able to get you to stay if I didn't show it to you. He don't do like nobody else does. How many loads and how many fishes have you got? We got three truckloads of loads and we've got 700 pounds of fish. No. You know what that fellow woman said? If we'd all get in unity, the whole world could be fed on two little fishes and five loaves of bread. You live a good while, don't worry about it. Bless my heart. He's different. Ain't nobody like him. Take one watermelon and restart the watermelon patch the world over with it. Put enough seeds in one watermelon to restart us if we lose all but one. He's God all right. Ain't nobody like the Lord. The Lord said, I couldn't have got you to stay here. I want you to stay at Richland for several nights. And you'd have never stayed if I hadn't showed you that man in them overalls and dealt with you like I have. You wouldn't stay here. And I wouldn't have stayed here. I wouldn't have stayed there. Walking with God. You quit him? You think about quitting him? You're going to need him bad. I can see you down in the hospital right now. I'll try to get back. And you're crying for God to help you. Don't wait to get there to cry for him to help you. Frequent us all this morning. Take the Lord along with you wherever you go. Take the Lord along with you wherever you go. Take the Lord along with you wherever you go. Take Jesus along with you wherever you go. I do not walk alone. He's not by himself. You read about that prophet in the Bible that got up against it, old buddy, and they didn't know what in the world to do, and the servant went out, and the whole place is surrounded with the enemy. Whole place. I mean, the enemy is everywhere you look. Seems like he is today in this world. Everywhere you look. Can't figure out what's wrong. We don't know what in the world's the matter. Well, we do too know what's the matter. Pornography and liquor and wild business motion we've ever had. We know what's the matter. We just won't straighten it out, that's all. Amen. You cannot take any government money that's in any program to help these homos that help spread the AIDS and tell them they must change their way of life. You must not rebuke them for the way they live. Bring up how they do. If any government behind you cannot instruct them to correct their condition. Amen. That's right. Cannot reprove them, rebuke them, or correct them. And even a church where it's got so far from God, we got to have singles classes. Now stay with me. Don't run off the deep end here, but bless my heart, rather than reprove the illegitimate conditions, we condone it and say nothing about it. You know why? Because it's got in amongst us. I'm not mean. I'm going to tell you, young lady, if you're here and you're in trouble, you're looking at a man that wants to help you. You look at a man that will help you. I've had marriages for years, and one old preacher boy said, I've got to hurry this and through. He said, I've got to really get with it and get these married. I said, what's the hurry? Well, he said, the half-two case. I said, there ain't never been no such a condition. There's never been a half-two case. There's never been. Been a fellow threatened to hit me because I asked questions before I married people. I feel like asking it. I ask them, you think you've got to get married? Huh? Biggest injustice to a child in the world is to marry two children together because they think they have to, and then nobody loves that child. The responsibility of that child is still there, but that hooking that marriage to it is not necessarily the will of God all the time. Who would you think a fellow preacher walking with God would say such a thing as this? Grandpa, get on up on your feet and walk with God in front of them grandsons. They won't brag on Grandpa because he made so much an hour. They won't brag on Grandpa because he's so beautiful. They'll brag on him because he walked with God. My grandpa would go home busted rather than go home a crook.
Yeah, that's right.
He'd go home broke rather than go home a crook. Yeah. Walking with God makes you stand up straight. Gives you a backbone. That's right. Walking with the Lord then. I love people who walk with God. I loved old Dad Smith, built 9 churches. Took them every one from him, looked like. He's proud he built them. Do something for God. Be proud you walk with the Lord a little. You may not be rewarded for it here, but God remembers it. God don't forget it. How are you running this morning, children? How about you, you mountain boys? You still walking with the Lord? I come in here 30 years or 35, 40, I don't know how long ago now. When I come in here, they had 100-pound sacks of rice. And it's feeding rice out here. Things was pretty bad then. It wasn't modern like it is now. I'll never forget when Mother Horton standing right out there, I drove in from Oklahoma in my old car. She shouted, "Woo, children!" Talking to her children. How many Horton children here this morning? Raise your hand, Horton. God love you. Always like you. You know what? Mother Horton hollering, hollering, hollering. I thought, what in the world is that old mother hollering about? I got out of my car, I wanted to hear her holler. It hit me out. It, her hollering just hit my soul. I said, bless my heart, I believe that's the Lord. I didn't know she was hollering over me. I'd hollered with her. Wonder if I hadn't heard her, I would have been. If I hadn't heard her saying, I'd been hollering for myself. Woo, children, she said, Brother Moore's here from Oklahoma. Woo! I love him, old God-fearing mother. Walk with God. Amen. I'm going to tell you, children, something. I'm not such a man of faith, but we couldn't even keep a Dr. Hart in whole counties in Oklahoma because folk walks close to God. I mean, it's so. Folks are so close to God that we couldn't even keep a doctor enough business in a whole county, a big county, a lot of people in, because folks walked so close to God. I mean, the Baptists did. I mean, the Methodists did. Well, you couldn't even play a good game of dominoes or checkers in Dwight L. Moody's presence without him reproving you for it. Baptists. Well, walking with the Lord. There's more than one little boy that said, Daddy, go get the people to pray for me. Why that little boy did, I know what happened. He knew there's something about them people. Are you walking with the Lord this morning? I'm going to stop this testimony. I may get to preaching. I got three or four messages I think I sure ought to preach here. But this morning I couldn't get away from walking with the Lord. Makes you breathe better. Makes you rest better. Gives you real contentment. Have a real future. Don't get too excited about the insurance companies. Oh, I'm going to get into it for a quick. It's some of the crookedest mess I've run onto is amongst the insurance companies. I didn't say it was all crooked, but some of the crookedest mess I've run onto is amongst the insurance companies. You got your hopes high in the insurance company? Huh? Was they the one covering the savings and loans? Who was that guaranteed $100,000 on every deposit? Going to cost us $500 billion and way more than that to get that paid for. We can't find who the crook is. But it's the president's son. Ain't nobody like preachers. They walk by themselves with the Lord. Amen. Huh? They can't find a crook to prosecute. I'm sure you they can find me and you to prosecute if we miss about three payments. Oh, let's face it. We're not walking with God. As a nation, we've just kind of backed away from walking with God. Man, walk with God, keep his own time, son. And the boss trusts him because he knows he's honest. He keep his own time because he walked with God. Integrity is something you can't get from serious old book. No, sir, it comes from God. Glory to God. Amen. You wouldn't have to lock a house in America if America walked with God like you used to. And Wayne Dillard lived down there in Arkansas and never locked the house for 40 years. Not on the main highway, never did lock the house. Nobody steal nothing. Wasn't a thief in the whole country. He was walking with God. You could feel it when the Baptist preacher walked up. He had God in him. Yeah. You could feel it in him. Yeah, you could feel the presence. I'd old drunk down home and get to drinking. I'd walk in the store where other folks were. It wasn't his store. He didn't own it. I give God the glory. Every bit of it. Ain't a thing about me. Didn't have overcoming grace enough to quit Prince Albert, Bull Durham, or Lucky Strikes, or Camels. I couldn't quit a one of them. I tried it. I couldn't quit nothing. Couldn't quit fighting. Nothing else. That's what you're going to spare me school for, is fighting. I couldn't do nothing. Couldn't whoop nothing. I just couldn't stand bullies. Walk with God. Walking with the Lord. I'd walk in where that drunk was, and he'd be in a grocery store or some other at a service station. Me and a cussing, that old drunk would say, "Shh! Cut the cussing out. Quit that cussing. The preacher's here." Have you ever looked up the road and just kept looking? Just kept hoping that man of God had come down that road. I have. I looked in the dark night, 23, at least, I told somebody, I said, that's 120 nights I never got one wink of sleep. I just kept looking up that road, seeing them off. Wake him up somewhere if you have to and put him on the road. I had a meeting in Missouri. As a woman had five children, lay down to die. Said you can't live. Just her lips moving. All her husband had to put his ear down to it. Even understand. Told him what he wanted her, him what she wanted him to do with the children, and how to bury, where to bury. Well, B put her dress out. My wife over 10 weeks. She's going to die on me. And years ago, she told me what dress to be buried in, all that stuff. Of course, I've been hard at it for years and years. I wouldn't even listen to it. I didn't think it's time for her to die. This girl, this mother, bless her heart, I knew her well. Dying, but away out in Arkansas, where the wind just seems to sing its way through the pine trees. There's an old man. He's old. The Lord said to him, you get up, preacher man. You go into Missouri to that certain family's house. I'm sending you there to heal that woman. He drove up there to that house. Back there in that back room, they had a nice bedroom there, but nobody, no company, nothing like that. And he went in there. When he stepped up on the front porch, they're strange, all right, them people that walk with God. Bless my heart, they're different than anybody. That's what that man knew in the book of Esther when he said, there are the people here. Their laws are different. And they do different. They don't drink what you drink and eat what you eat. And act like you act. They're just different. They're God's people. Stepped up on that front porch and said, when shall I be to the judgment brought? And answer in that day for every vain and idle thought and every word I say. That old Wesley song. We are passing away. Wayne Dillon. We are passing. I feel the presence of God. That mother's mouth went to working. She put her husband put his ear down. She said that to him. She said that to him. That's the man sent from God. Wayne Dillard walked in the front room. Fortune or something. You get somebody walking with God where you're at, it's going to be different. You're going to be different. Children say, Daddy don't talk, he used to talk. Mama don't talk, she used to talk. Sis is not talking to talk, she used to talk. Son's acting different. You're walking with God, that's what it is. Every secret of my heart will shortly be made known, and I'll receive a just reward for all that I have done. Kept singing, walking through that house. Headed for that bed. They're different. They're different. Don't go in there. Don't she's bad. I know it. Right on in. Come to pray for you, sister. The Lord spoke to me in Arkansas to come. I'm going to pray for you, and God's going to heal you. Did you know God healed her? Healed her sounding well? Did you know they came to my meeting in Joplin, Missouri, when they had wheat ready to put away? I mean, if they could get in the field, the head was already just leaning away over. It went to raining. It rained every day of my meeting, and that wheat just kept going down. They couldn't get in the field. I was in the altar praying, and the Lord come to me. I hope you'll understand. The only thing I'm trying to do is build the Lord up to you this morning. Get on back and walk with it. Get on back and walk. Oh, he walked the highest mountain, all right. He walked the valley. He'll walk with you. He'll take you to a place that's a little rugged. He knows how to walk it. He knows how to walk it. Did you know this morning? The Lord understands. I was praying in an altar, and the Lord said to me, you go to them people that's coming to your meeting and tell them that I'll give them the wheat if they'll come to this meeting every night. So who ever heard such a thing? Well, that's what I've done. I know God told me that. I went to him and I said, the Lord told me he'd give you your wheat if you'd come every night this meeting. Now, it's pouring down rain, and the wheat's ready to cut. And it's done going down. It went on down. And it kept raining. Right on. They come every night. And last night, Deborah said, now you leave early in the morning because you have told them that God give me wheat and you know it's done down and don't look like a header can even pick it up. I said, I ain't even leave it. I'm staying right here close tonight, and tomorrow I'm going out to the farm where the wheat's at. That's what I'm doing. That's what I done, Ralph. God's got my record on. Whew. Sun come out next morning. God's great sunshine went shining right down on the wheat field. There's a spot or two the old boy said I can get in. He got in. He said, Ellie, it looks like it's just getting up off the ground and crawling up in it. He said, I ain't never seen nothing like that. It looks like it's just raising up off the ground and getting up in there. Said, I'm making more bushels per acre than I've ever made. Said, I'm making the best wheat crop. There's a few wet spots that'll have to hold off there, too, Jim. And he did. God gave it to him. Wade Hicks ain't here, is he? I'm going to have to stop. I thought this was a short message, and here it is. I ain't even read all the scriptures and haven't done so hot, but I've done better than I thought I'd do. If you'd have been there three this morning, and two, and four, and one, you could have told me your request. I was awake. I was down there in a rolling and tumbling. But you know, Benny, if I thought I could feel as good as I feel right now all day, I'd try to preach all day long. God understands. He knows all about it. He knows of your future, and he knows of your plans. Have you got him with you this morning? Did you bring the Lord to church with you? Now look, if you don't have him like you need him, that's why we're here. Amen? That's what we want, somebody to work on. Somebody to help. Somebody to pray with. You back away, you don't have the Holy Ghost now? Come on back to it. Come on back to it. Come on back to walk with the Lord. God wants to help you. Who are you and where are you out here this morning? Jimmy, do you feel like walking over here? Can you do it? If you feel well enough to come over here? Jimmy, loan me his vehicle to drive while I'm here. I appreciate it so. Sister, I want you to come up here. Sister Brenda, would you please come up here? Don, would you come up here with me? How are you, Jimmy? God bless you. You ain't dying so far, yet, you hear me? It goes on. Well, how in the world are you? Good to see you. I won't come out over here, Sister B. After you come up here, you come up here, B, you go, Sister Brenda. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to walk with the Lord just a little this morning. Jimmy, I seen you before I left home. I've never done this in my life. I've never been a man that did anything like this. I want you to walk with me. We're going to walk up this aisle, and walk up this aisle, walk off the back. We don't come down that other aisle. We're going to walk with the Lord. I'm asking Brenda to walk in the name of her mother. I walk with the Lord in the name of her mother this morning. I remember the mother well. I want Don to walk with the Lord in the name of his mother. She's the one taught him to pray. Is that right? I'm taught. We're going to walk up this aisle, Jimmy and I, and the others behind us. Walk across the back and down that aisle and ask everybody to stand when they do. And I'm going to ask all of you, you desire to move up a little closer while we make this little walk for the Lord, up this aisle and across the back and down the other. We all stand on everybody that feels led of God to come to the altar. Come to the altar. This just every day, I've never done it in life. But I just felt like doing it. And I seen Jimmy when I was in Oklahoma. And it seemed the Spirit said, get Jimmy to walk with you. Get Don to walk with you. Get Benny to walk. Remember her mother. And Dee can walk with her. All right, we're going to do it. We ask you to stand. We got a little while to pray. And let's move up a little closer. Come on, Jimmy, let's walk. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.